This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about a five-step process to reduce tech-based stress. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a love-hate relationship with technology. It actually affords me to do exactly what I'm doing right now, which is speaking to you. But it also can feel like it is bearing down on me sometimes. So I know that a lot of my clients that I see privately have some issues with the technology feeling like it just doesn't end, right? It's like no matter how many emails you answer, when you finish, there's a whole nother pile of them. And that is actually just the nature of the beast. But it can feel overwhelming, especially if you're anxious or highly sensitive. So I wanted to put out this five-step process to reduce some of this stress. Any place that we can carve out a little more peace of mind in our lives really helps us to move forward to clearing our anxiety panic. Technology can help us connect with more people. Like I said, like it helps me be here right now talking to you, which I love, but it can also cause us stress. So this kind of stress can affect our health, it can affect our relationships, and becoming dependent on technology can actually become an addiction. So it's hard to turn off our phones, it's hard to stop checking messages, and that even adds more stress to us. Gone are the days, and you know, heaven forgive me for mentioning how many years I have behind me, but gone are the days of walking out the front door, getting in the car, and going for a drive to get away from it all. Like to put that favorite music on in the car and just go. Like nobody could reach you. Nobody knew where you were. There was total freedom in that. And it was actually pretty healthy. So we don't have that anymore. So now we have to find new ways to cope and to get our needs filled and met. So let's do it. The fast-paced world that we're in, we have to rely a lot on technology. But what are you doing to put boundaries around that? What are you doing to stop the stress that can intrinsically come along with it? I want you to keep those ideas in your head because this is up to you. I present some ideas here, but it's always up to us to implement these boundaries, which can be tricky. So we are in control here, but often we just go along adding more and more without letting go of anything, and we end up with too much to handle. And by that, I mean, I don't know about you, but I keep getting a phone that has more memory and then things get filled and you have to get more memory. Like, are we really, we're not letting go of anything. We're bringing more in, more apps, more apps, more apps, and we're not taking things off. And sometimes these apps or our email or other things are pinging us, right? So they're actually grabbing our attention, calling us away from something that we might be enjoying doing or something that's important in our lives. And we all know we pick up our phone just to check, right? Well, what could be on there? But we don't have to do that. And we have added so much that maybe we have too much to handle now. Just ask yourself if that's happening in your life. It very well may not be. You may be totally in control of all of this, and a big hat tip to you if you are. Being in an overwhelmed state is not a good time to be considering what should stay and what should go as far as technology is concerned. So the first thing that I want you to do is to take an inventory and then make some changes before you have too much to handle.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So here's the process that I think could be really helpful in getting those boundaries. Like I said, there's many things we want to keep, but if we can let go of the things that are not particularly serving us and no longer be reminded all the time that they are there, it could be very helpful. So the first thing you want to do is notice the issues. The first step is to realize how much you depend on technology and determine what exactly is causing you stress. So pay attention to your stress triggers when you're using technology. Like, for instance, like, do you get upset after each text message or email? Or is it social media that is causing you stress by causing the fear of missing out? Track how much technology you use for 1 week. You can keep a journal with this information, and you can write down how you feel after each interaction with your technology. Does it make you feel stressed, frustrated, sad, annoyed, or was it what you wanted and it felt great? This is the second step. Make a list of your tech tools. Like I said, we've got to take an inventory here and find out what we have. So you want to have a list of the tech tools you have. Once you've realized that tech stress is an issue, make a list of all the tools you use, and this can help you to gain control. Write down each piece of technology that you use, including fitness watches and other tracking tools. It's important for the list to be accurate and complete. And then write down how each affects you. Is it in a positive or a negative way? Make a note of the amount of stress each device creates in your life. You may use several tools and devices for work. Highlight the ones that you can't live without. Cross off the devices on the list that are not essential. I know for myself, I kept adding at one point more tools that were supposed to help me track things and make my life easier. And actually, I spent so much time on those, it was ridiculous when I figured it out. And I pared back and I came down to only one that I really found helpful to me and let the others go, no matter how much the world out there told me that I needed these things. So anyway, the third step, clean up your connections. go through all of your social media accounts and inboxes to disconnect from people who create additional stress. Now, this could be hard for some of you, but for the most part, no one knows that you disconnected, and if they really need you, they can find you in another way. Try to keep a smaller list of close contacts, such as friends, coworkers, and family. Turn off notifications and get rid of unnecessary subscriptions. This one can really help you. It's my favorite thing to do is to unsubscribe when I no longer need it. It served me at one point, and I was always like beaming happy when it showed up in my inbox. But then at some point, when I no longer needed it to be part of my daily life or weekly life, it was okay and felt good to unsubscribe. Clean out your email inboxes and eliminate old messages or contacts that are not needed. Consider setting up automated apps that can sort your emails and delete them faster. I am no tech whiz on these things, but I will say that I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I started inbox zero. And although that doesn't mean that my inbox is empty at any real point, but what I have done for that day is complete. All new emails are in there then. I don't have any lingering old things in there. And it's such a relief. It's such a relief. Now, I'm not one to teach you how to do that, believe me, but consider those type of things, deleting things that no longer need your attention. The fourth idea here is to make a plan, or the fourth step, actually, because you should try to get through this whole process. Make a plan. Use your list to focus only on essential devices and tools. This is where we're getting focused, right? We're not so scattered all over the place, but we're focusing. It's like cleaning out a closet. It feels really good. Have a plan each time you turn on your computer or pick up your phone. What do you want to accomplish, and how long will you need to do it? Try to avoid distractions by planning your time. Next, I want you to turn off and put away any devices that aren't essential. We have things on all over the place, and so we're always being drawn in different directions. Include time away from technology, such as weekends without tech or TV. So that's got to be part of your plan. When are you going to be without technology? When are you going to shut the phone and computer down and be away from them? Just like the old days when we'd get in the car and go for a ride. We were away from the phone, the old phone hanging on the wall that didn't even have an answering machine hooked to it. But we still had to get away from it. So imagine how it feels, my nervous system can feel now. I do not want to get stressed out by these things. There is too much in life that needs my attention and that I want to focus on, that I don't want to be spreading my attention all over the place. And then feeling like I'm not doing enough, causing myself stress, putting me more toward the anxiety edge. The next step is to create reasonable expectations. This is where you're going to be kind to yourself. If you're addicted to checking your messages every hour, reducing tech-based stress will take more time for you. That's okay. It's important to have realistic expectations and avoid putting too much pressure to change fast. Give yourself the chance to work through each of these steps. Inform your family and friends about your changes. They need to understand you'll be available less on social media. They need to respect that you're turning off some notifications to reduce your stress. Set up a vacation or away messages on your phone and email so others will know when they can reach you. Create specific windows of time to return calls or messages. This is a game changer if you can implement this. Stress can come from so many parts of your life, including technology. I want you to pay attention to how it affects you. it may be necessary to evaluate how much you depend on tech tools and make some changes in your daily routine with these tools in order for you to reduce your stress. Remember when you could just leave the house, like I said earlier, and be away from the phone and computer and really be disconnected? Many of you, even once we had computers, we didn't have them in our pocket, and we could just go out the front door. No longer do we have that luxury, so we need to take it upon ourselves. We don't want to balk about it or complain about it or get rid of the phones and the computers. No, we want them. They can serve us. But we need to have a strong will and firm boundaries to protect our own energy and our time from endless tech. Only you can put this in place for yourself. If nothing else, give reduced tech a try to see where you can regain some freedom and peace of mind. Believe me, it will always be there for you if you decide to pick up on it again in the future. I love being here with you, and I hope that the show has been helpful. You could join us in the Facebook group coaching membership at anxietycoachespodcast.com/group coaching, or you can drop me an email with your question for the show at anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com, and I would love to hear your question and read it on the show. It's always good to hear from you. And now for today's quote. Simplicity boils down to two things: identify the essential and eliminate the rest. And that's from Leo Baubauta. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.